SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, I'm feeling incredibly proud and a bit overwhelmed that it's got such a fancy name, because, you know, you're not used to that. But, look, I think from all the work and the hard work and the hard sweat over the 20-something years of not only being reconnected with my families in the Northern Territory, but it's also a great honour for my non-Indigenous family that I grew up with, who I love very much, and that's really special for me.
And tell us about that journey of Shelley Morris and the non-Indigenous and the Aboriginal side of your history, and how that sits with you with the King's birthday honour. I imagine that it might be challenging in some ways for someone like yourself.
Look, definitely it's been a very big journey growing up in Sydney, on the south side of Sydney, when I was the only Aboriginal child at school. But because my family group, you know, mum and dad and my sister and my brother, were so supportive and kind and sticking up for me and making sure that I had exactly the same rights as everybody else, that was, you know, I suppose it teaches you to be a little bit tough and strong, and disregarding those ignorant remarks and keeping on with the journey. And then mum and dad had always encouraged me from ever since I was with them at 3 months old, that they would support me if I ever wanted to find, you know, my birth family. And so we did that in the late 90s here. They flew up from Sydney and we went out bush and met everyone, and so that's been an incredible journey. And then now to sit up here for so long and learn more about my culture, my languages, my story from this place. And yeah, I suppose it is the opposites, but it's the opposites working together. That's the story of my life. Yes, there has been great hardship, there's no doubt about that, because that's just how it is for us mob here in Australia. But to bring about great change through music, where people can have a voice, not only in their own languages, but have a great opportunity to have some fun and enjoy life and forget about the hardships for a moment in your life.
Music's obviously such a massive part of that whole journey, and it's... Can you explain how important music has been in for you in finding your true self and being able to express the true self that you've come to be?
It was so overwhelming to be then. I'd met my, you know, birth families and started a relationship with them, and then I was literally thrown out into remote communities because of music. But I had no idea how to connect. What do I say? Who am I? And so my sister, up this way, she was very integral in that part of just tell your story. Just tell them you're adopted. Just tell them, you know, where you grew up. And that story, and draw a map, and driving up in the car, and the telephone ringing, and finding where you're from, was such a great story to tell. And then eventually... the lead singer of Yothu Indi took me under his wing, so I spent over 17 years at Gurrama Festival reconnecting with that Yolngu side, and then, of course, going into places like Wubanya, working with Sammy Butcher from Murrumbi Band. I had all of those people right behind me and with me and helping me along the journey. And then I decided, well, if I can... I could only sing the languages, and I couldn't speak them. but I was singing them right, because your mouth, when you grow up with just English, you can't, it's very, very, very hard. But I just kept doing it, and then eventually I could speak it after I sang it. And so I was incredibly proud to have a little of many languages here in the Northern Territory. I think it's about 20 languages that I can sing in and pick them up very quickly now.
And you were a pioneer as far as a female singer-songwriter to use a traditional song. How does it feel now to see that, you know, that other female performers are now feeling strong and doing similar things, but using language in their work as well?
I think the beginning of the language journey was a part of... one language sounds so beautiful in song. It's you could be singing about a dead fish or fish and chips, but it sounds so beautiful. And the languages are very melodic, and of course I was started to be brave enough to sing it on stages, and then I believe that, especially because of my story of being not growing up in the bush, that was where, and I had permissions, and of course, if there was any community members at the gigs, they'd all come and sing with me, and always correct me if I was saying singing a word wrong. But I really feel that I was probably, you know, considering my story, incredibly brave to do that at that time.
You've just had a really tough time, and commiserations in the passing of your father just so recently.
Yeah, look, you know, just recently lost, you know, my father, and he was so proud of everything that I did. I've got the honorary doctorate, and then I was able to let him know that. And it, in fact, was the day before he passed away that let him know that I was a recipient of this great honour from the King.
And what sort of a moment was that to be able to share that with him, you know, obviously with such limited time left?
It was really amazing, because they say that obviously he was very unwell and looked like he wasn't there, but you just know that he can hear, and I saw his eyes move and held his hand and was able to let him know, you know, of course with tears in my eyes, and just so fortunate to be able to do that, and also to be that for them, you know, with people that have given you so much and given you an opportunity and fought for your rights to be included. It just seemed to be a never-ending fight for my mum and dad and my sister and brother. And, yeah, I'm really proud for that. And I'm really proud for, you know, all my families here in remote communities, and I know that they're going to be incredibly proud of me, and they already are, and that makes me proud. You know, I know the history in Australia is incredibly hard, but this for me is a very hopeful moment. Maybe we'll help, you know, people realize with the great poverty and the great health crises that we have up here in the Northern Territory that maybe that things can start to change.
And you know, while this is a great honor, it's by no means the end of the story for Shelley Morris. What have we got coming up? What's in store, and where are you going to take the next chapter?
All right, very exciting news. So I've just finished an album in Anandiliakwa, which is from Groote Island, the second hardest language in the world, with the team from the Language Centre, Groote Island Language Centre. So they're all linguists. They translate everything, or health messages or news or anything that they want to translate, they do. And we work with education, and I was flying over there to work with the women. It was the first time women went in the studio. Now we've got a whole album. We're launching Darwin Festival. Then we fly to South Africa. They're coming to South Africa with me for WOMAD, Then we're doing a gig at the Sydney Opera House and Port Fairy. Now, that's just so far. And that was a great honour to see the change in that community life, that it's actually quite normal for us women to be in the recording studio. Now I saw the younger generations working with the really strong language speakers and trying to work out a new song, which will be on the album. The ladies are rapping. We've got, like, sort of a modern sort of dance song encouraging the children to be proud of who you are. Never forget where you're from. Don't forget your language. Be kind to each other. Take the time to talk with me. You'll know I am the land and sea. Orcas are melting.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.